Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to do a bunch of different things on this third October page. But before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Write your name at the top of your paper. I'll write mine, you write yours, and then you can put your pencil down because we are going to color first. So let's look at our paper. Looks like this boy's out in his front yard raking up some leaves. I used to have to do that when I lived in Oklahoma. So let's look at this boy. Let's color his hair brown. Find a brown crayon. And color his hair brown. We'll call this guy Jake. Do you know what the beginning sound is in Jake? J, J. Yep, it's the letter J. Jake says J at the beginning. Okay, now let's color his jacket. Let's give him a green jacket. Color his jacket green. What's the beginning sound in jacket? Jacket. Yes, it's the same beginning sound as in Jake. Jacket. Jacket. It's also the beginning sound in Jack. That's the beginning part of jacket anyway. Jack and jacket. And Jake. And Jake. All right. Take two more seconds. Two, one. Put down your green crayon. Can you see anything else in our picture that might begin with the letter J for J, J, like Jake and jacket? Don't say pumpkin. Pumpkin starts with P, but it looks like a pumpkin. That's a what? Yes, a jack-o'-lantern. Find your orange crayon and let's color that jack-o'-lantern. Go for it. I'm going to leave the eyes and the mouth open, and I'm not going to, or blank, I'm not going to color them yellow. Oh my goodness. I'm not going to color them orange because I want to color them yellow, like there might be a candle inside. So I've got my orange pumpkin. Hey, are you coloring neatly? You need to color neatly. All right, I'm done with my orange jack-o'-lantern. And now I'm going to color the eyes yellow, the triangle eyes, yellow, and the mouth yellow, so it looks like there's a candle inside. Or just one of those lit up light thingamajiggers. You know what I'm talking about? And then let's do a brown stem at the top. Okay, two more seconds. Two, one. Let's give Jake some brown pants. Looks like he's wearing some cargo pants. I'm just saying. So give him some brown pants. He's got a pocket on his pants. What's the beginning sound in pocket? Yes, p, p, like pumpkin. But we were working on J for jack-o'-lantern. All right, let's give this guy some black shoes. If you can't find your black crayon, you may use your pencil. Shoes begins with sh, 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 shoes. Has an S and an H at the beginning. Sh, sh, sh. Okay, put down all of your crayons. Now we're going to move on. Look at the rake that he is holding. Rake. Let's make it blue. Can you find any kind of blue crayon? Will work for me. Let's make the rake that he's holding blue. What's the beginning sound in rake? Yes, the letter R. Rake. He has to rake the leaves. Go ahead and color that bottom part of the rake 2. He needs to rake the leaves. Rake. Rake. All right, put down your blue crayon. Let's look at our picture. Do you see the windows? Windows on the house? How many windows do you see on the house? 1, 2, 3. Don't forget the one in the door. Let's color the outsides of the windows red. Find a red crayon. Let's do the outside, the trim. We'll make it red. The outside, the window on the door looks like it's more of a square shape, but the window upstairs and the window downstairs, they both look like they're more of a rectangular shape. So we're coloring the outside red. The outside of the window red. Because then, are y'all done? I'm finished. Grab your yellow crayon and let's color inside the windows yellow so it looks like there's lights on inside. I do see that curtain. Let's leave that curtain alone. Maybe we can color it a color. Let's color the curtain a color. Okay, what's the beginning sound for window? Window. Yes, the letter W. I'm going to do a purple curtain. I would like you to do a purple curtain in the window downstairs. See it? Purple curtains are so pretty. Purple curtains look so nice. Put down all your crayons. So we have red trim around our windows. Yellow light coming out from the inside, and then a purple curtain. Okay, let's look at the wall. Does that begin the same way as window? Yes. We're going to color that wall. We're going to make it a brick wall. So find your gray crayon. And if you don't have a gray crayon, you can use your pencil. And then find your red crayon too. We're going to color this wall. See, it's behind the tree and a little bit behind Jake. Color some of it red and color some of it gray. You get to decide how it's going to look. You get to decide, but some of it needs to be red and some of it needs to be gray. You can use your pencil if you don't have a gray crayon. But I just got a brand new box of crayons and I have a gray one in here. So I'm going to use my gray crayon. All right, wall and window both begin with the W sound. W-w. Can you think of another word that begins with the W sound? W-w. What about wow? Wow. We are doing our very best, so I say wow. What about wet? Wet. Okay, I'm done. Are you finished? Did you get caught up? Take 2 more seconds on the wall. Oh, I forgot this little stone down here. I almost forgot to color it in over by his hand. Do you see that one? It's part of a stone on the wall. Okay, ready? Let's color the tree. What color should we color it? Brown. It looks like it lost almost all of its leaves, but a few are hanging on. So don't color the leaves yet. Just color the tree trunk. Look at it. You see the hole, the hollow inside of the tree? Do you think something's living in there? What could be inside there, do you think? No, a dog's not gonna be in there. Are you silly? No, a cat's not gonna be in there, I don't think. Could a tiger be inside there? No. What do you think's in there? An owl could be in there, yep. Could a squirrel? Yes, possibly. Possibly. Could a raccoon? You know what? I don't even know. All right, put down your brown crayon in 3, 2. 1. I want you to find your orange crayon and I want you to color 2 leaves on the tree brown. I'm sorry, orange. Color two of the leaves on the tree, orange. I don't know why I said brown. I think because I was looking at my brown tree. That might be why. Sometimes, you know, I make mistakes a lot, right? So two of the leaves are going to be orange. You get to pick which two. All right, put down your orange crayon and let's color the rest of the leaves on the tree yellow. Color the rest yellow. Two orange ones, and then the rest are yellow. Okay, how many are yellow? I just finished. How many are yellow? One, two, three. And how many are orange? Two. So let's find out how many in all. One, two, three, four, five in all. Three yellow leaves and two orange leaves makes five in all. Okay, let's color the house. Let's make it a blue house. Find your blue crayon. You can do the door blue. Let's leave the roof alone. Leave the roof alone. Just do the first floor of the house blue. Go around the window, go around the door, but you can make a blue door if you want to. I'm going to make a blue door. Leave the roof alone. We're going to color the roof something else. What's the beginning sound in roof? Roof. Yes, the letter R, like rake. Rake and roof begin the same way. Okay, don't color the bushes blue. Go around the bushes. Okay, take two more seconds. Two, one. Now let's color the roof brown. Find your brown crayon. Color the roof brown. Now that window up there, if you want to color that one blue too, you can color it blue to match the rest of the house. I'm going around it and I think that's what I'll do too. Oh, what about the chimney? Should we color that a different color? It depends on if you already colored it. I haven't colored it yet, so I'm going to save it and I'm going to color it something else. But if you already colored it brown, no big deal. You just keep it brown and don't worry. Okay, I'm finished with the roof and I'm going to finish the upstairs window. I'm going to make it blue like the rest of the house. I want it to be blue to match the rest of the house. What's the beginning sound, boys and girls, in house? House. Yes. The letter H for house. All right, my blue window upstairs is blue now. My blue window upstairs is blue now. And I'm going to do the chimney and I'm going to make it match the wall. I'm going to do red and gray. Make your chimney match the wall, red and gray. Unless you already colored it brown. If you already colored your chimney brown, leave it brown. If not, make it red and gray to match the wall. To match the wall. Okay. Here we go. Put down all your crayons in three and two and one. Ready? Last thing we're going to color. And then we're going to do a little bit of pencil work at the bottom. Do you see the bushes in front of the house? What color should we color those bushes? Yes, green. Find your green crayon and let's color the bushes. What's the beginning sound in bush? B, b. Yes, the letter B for bush. What's the beginning sound in the word green? We're using the color green. What's the beginning sound in the word green? G, g. Yes, the letter G. All right, put down all your crayons. Find your pencil. Scoot down to the letter R. Do you see the letter R? We're going to go across. I'm going to name the pictures for you. If it begins with the letter R, like rake, then I want, and roof, then I want you to circle it. Ready? Ladder. If it begins with an R, circle the ladder. Raccoon. Scoot over. King. Scoot over, ring. Scoot over, rocket. Last picture, helicopter. Okay, let's see what you circled. You should have circled the raccoon. Raccoon. You should have circled ring. Ring. And the last one, rocket. Let's get in the rocket and go somewhere. All right, let's look at the W. See the W? I'll read the pictures to you. You circle it if it begins with W. W. W says W. First picture, wand. Vase. Wagon. Yarn. Pizza. Watch. All right, let's see what you circled. You should have a circle around the wand. Wand. You should have a circle around wagon. Let's get in the wagon and go somewhere. Actually, I'd rather take the rocket. And you should have a circle around the watch. Watch. All righty, scoot down to the letter. What letter is that? J for Jake and jacket. All right, here we go. You circle it if it starts with J. Fish. Jellyfish. Guitar. Jello. Jelly. Socks. Okay, a lot of those sounded the same if you ask me. You should have a circle around jellyfish and jello and jelly. How'd you do? Me too. All right, scoot down to the turtles. Scoot down to the turtles. All right, let's count all the spots on both turtles. Count and touch them with your pencil and count with me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 5 and 3 make 8. Write an 8 on the line. 8 spots in all. Scoot over. Let's color these counters in the tin frame. Color them in with your pencil. 1, 2, 3. Let's write 3 on the line. We did it. Boys and girls, we did the whole activity. That's because you rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.